It's pretty cool. I mean, I like, you know, this is, we've talked about the past stereotypes for kickers, and one of the things about Bill, his description of you and Steven, he says you guys are football players. It must make you especially proud to know that you've earned an Ironman award.
I mean, yeah, at the end of the day, it's just the time we put in the offseason. I mean, everybody's here and putting in the time, and it's crazy the turnaround after a year like last year. And I mean, you spend a couple months away and seeing family and stuff, and then you're right back at it doing it again. And it's a job and a business at the end of the day, and everybody takes it seriously. And so it's just cool that all of us come back here and put in the work and grind, you know, for those off season months and to prep us for, you know, yet another season. And so the work starts then.
Well, you guys have been performing very well. Certainly field position or the lack thereof for your opponents has been critical to the success of this team thus far this season. What in particular has stood out for you from your own assessment of your punting and the unit's coverage thus far that's enabled you guys to continuously pin the opposition team?
Well, I mean, it's complementary football. It's offense giving us an opportunity to pin them deep by, you know, moving the ball a little bit down the field. And then if, you know, they can't get it done, then our job as a punt unit is to come in there and pin them deep. And that's, you know, I have to give them the opportunity to do that by giving them a ball to go down there and make a play. And these guys have done a good job all year going down there and making big plays and covering the ball. So it's just collectively, that's collective football. So
also in your role as a holder, you've been able to see Steven accomplish more records in recent weeks, the consecutive field goals made, mm-hmm. consecutive extra point attempts made, the consistency that he's had in the course of his career. If you could describe your vantage point, why he is so consistent, why he is so good, where do you start?
Just the experience that he's probably had in his overall mental kind of progression and approach to certain things. He's very knowledgeable in his past experiences, whether it was a certain kick and, you know, given a certain situation, he's aware of them, and he can bring up something that happened to him 5 years ago and use that as an example when he's explaining to me a type of situation. And he's aware. He's very aware, and he's very comfortable with his ability, and he's confident at the end of the day. I mean, Steve has put in a lot of hard work, and he's a heck of a player. And we've, you know, me and Joe, I think I can speak for both of us that we learn stuff from Steve all the time. So
there's great awareness, too, of what Washington does on special teams. Bill's talked about their pressure on both punts and place kicks in terms of going after you guys. Ross, Deshaun Jackson, if he's back full speed, full health, those are two dangerous return men for them, assuming that they're going to be back there for the Redskins. But when you look at a team like that, what stands out for you on videotape in evaluating Washington?
I mean, at the end of the day, we got to focus on our game, and I think we got a ton of great players on our team who put in a lot of time, and if we take care of our side of the ball, we're going to give ourselves a good chance of being productive. And at this time, every team has got athletes back there. Otherwise, they wouldn't be back there. So you're really punting to some, you're punting, or whether it's kickoffs or punting, you're kicking to some pretty dangerous athletes back there. So it's a matter of everybody doing their job and focusing on their job alone. And that's all I can do, and that's what I'm focused on. So,
parting note, the NFL right now is saluting veterans, of course, members of armed forces. We're a week away from Veterans Day. You're on a unit with the guy who's serving the country in the United States Navy. How do you describe that experience and what your impressions of Joe and what he's doing going double duty?
I have a lot of respect for him to coming in and having, like you said, double duties of taking a job that's very important outside of this profession and then being able to turn it off and come in here and work the way he does. It's it speaks volumes, and you know, actions speak louder than words. I mean, he's not a guy who says a ton all the time. He just puts his nose down and works, and it gains a lot of credibility with us as players, and we trust him. So there's a lot of respect in that manner.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate that.